we got Dustin Bassler's playing, and Derek Smith just coming out today, so.
Wow.
We got some guys.
Those are guys that, you know, play basketball. And,
yeah.
Wow.
So it's nice getting, you know, we have some of the better athletes out in school now. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's,
oh, that always helps.
The difference. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm real happy to hear that. And I'm glad to hear the numbers are up, too. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, we're still in 2 days, so hopefully they don't drop down too
much. Well, I think if they were going to drop out by now.
They would have.
Yeah. They would have been gone, so.
Okay. What, your returning starters, who's the impact players you look at coming back from last year?
Coming back, Jared Precht.
Okay. He was what, tackle, was he?
He was a tackle. We moved him to center this year.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think your best lineman's got to be at center, or okay. One of your top linemen.
All right.
Joel Stearman, you know, he played at the end of last year, and we're mm-hmm. expecting him to have a huge year this year.
Okay, all right.
Bad tackle on both sides.
Okay. So it looks like your line might be a strength of the ball club, or?
Yeah, and we have, we bring back most of the team is, we had all those freshmen and sophomores play last year. And
yeah.
We're only going to have the two seniors, and Joel and Dustin.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, it's going to be how much have they progressed from physically and mentally from year to year. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this year's juniors, I keep telling them, you know, your junior year is when you become a varsity football player, is when you should be stepping it up. And if guys like, you know, Precht and Kohler keep improving the way I have, Rutan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anthony's going to be the quarterback this year, Armstrong.
Okay. All right.
Well, he's hoping to step up. And
all right.
Those guys turn into good, solid varsity players and juniors. I think we can be pretty good. And then the fear is that it might take them, you know, time to develop. And then that, you know, we could still hit some rough spots.
Yeah. So the strength of the team sounds like it might be like the linemen and stuff. Maybe the weaknesses would just be just having a young ball club with that?
Yeah, that would be the main weakness, is just being young overall. Strengths, you know, I think we're going to be able to run the football, run our option pretty well.
Okay.
Our receivers appear to be pretty good right now.
Okay.
I wish I could give you a better answer on the strengths, because we're going to start hitting today for the first
time. Well, yeah, I realize it's early.
Yeah.
Scrimmages next week.
Next Tuesday, we go at 6:30. We're at Stebbins. Originally, that was 10 o'clock. We moved because we couldn't find officials. And then we go into Fort Recovery Friday, and that's going to be a tri-scrimmage. Fort Laramie is going to be there also.
Okay. I probably won't be able to make that one, but I'll try and make that Stebbins one. Maybe snap a few pictures.
Okay. Yeah,
see what's going on.
Didn't realize Fort Recovery is so far north.
Yeah, that's even further than Anna.
Yeah, but with Preble going... Preble losing their sports.
Oh, yeah, that shot that scrimmage down, didn't it?
Yeah. In fact, well, it helped us. Two of the guys we got from, well, the only two we got from Preble, Shiny, Robbie Lakes and Lyle Johnson, are, I think, going to be impact players for us. And they're both going to be sophomores.
Oh, my. So,
yeah. So we're young this year again.
Yeah.
But I think we're young with some experience.
Yeah. Well, you had all the seniors last year, but... you know, obviously the record spoke for itself. It didn't. Oh, that was something else I was going to ask. The off season conditioning. How did that go for you in the off season?
It went very well. You know, it's tough because we have some of the kids playing different sports,
sure.
Which, you know, I encourage that. But we did. The weight room was definitely better attended this winter. And then on Wednesdays,
okay.
We did, after we lifted, we got in, did agilities, worked on footwork, speed drills in
okay.
the gym, and that went really well. I think we're starting to see some of the benefits of that paying off now.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear the off-season stuff. I tell you, my son, I think that junior high,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're intimidated because there's high school kids and stuff in there, because I talked to some other junior high kids coming in, you know.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, just, you know, like the one kid showed up a time or two and was like, well, there's not many junior high kids, they're all high school kids and stuff. But I think obviously it's more important for the high school
yeah.
than the junior high.
But I've been trying to encourage those guys to come in, and when I have them coming and lift, you know, here's the program that we use, and when I have them lift, you know, we keep track of the weights that they're using, and then mm-hmm. I move them up in their workouts when they're ready.
I see.
So the young guys come in, I don't have them lift a whole lot of weight.
Right.
You know, because some of them aren't really ready to do the strong weight training yet.
Sure.
So we try and just get them familiar with it. And really, I just like them coming in and hanging out.
Oh, yeah, just getting into the...
Yeah, feeling all being part of it, because they are, you know, they're the future.
Right. Any changes on your coaching staff? It looked like it's pretty close to the same.
We got two changes.
Okay.
Tim Connor was the defensive coordinator, and he's left to go to Stebbins. His brother is the head coach there now.
Oh, okay.
So all we lost him, and Jody Cook was a defensive back coach. He's not with us this year.
Okay.
And that's when we picked up Trace. You know Trace? We just, the guy walked back here. Trace Smith coaches the Basque freshman team here.
Yeah, okay. What's his last name?
Smitherman.
Smitherman, okay. All right.
So Trace is coming back. He's going to do the defense. Okay. And then we got Chris Fogel, who was the defensive coordinator at Preble Shawnee.
Oh.
And he's going to come and help the linebackers and quarterbacks.
Okay.
So those are two changes.
Okay. All right.
Replace those two guys.
And who all did you retain from last year?
The coaching staff, Danny Reynolds does the line, Jim Jewett.
Okay.
And Tim Timpson.
Okay.
Still helping out.
Okay. All right. For this year, do you have... you know, like any challenges or goals or themes for the team?
The thing this year that we've been preaching is team. It's, we have it up on the board. Anything is possible as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, the biggest thing. I don't think we were together as a team last year. And we've been focusing this year. It's a team. You know, you're all part of this together. You know, what you do is affects everybody.
I heard the grapevine. It's kind of like you got the seniors and everybody else. And
yeah.
It's like the seniors are trying to do everything. And obviously that didn't work out. And
yeah.
So, but,
yeah. That, I think last year not having any juniors on the team at all. There was no buffer zone between the upperclassmen. There was the seniors up here had certain things. And then here's your freshmen and sophomores. And usually the juniors give you a nice bridge in between.
Mm-hmm. And there's no bridge.
There was no bridge. And the seniors got frustrated because our young kids, they weren't ready to play varsity last year.
Oh.
And it showed. And that frustration, and we kind of got a rift there in the team. But this year we pulled together pretty good, and they're buying into the team concept.
Well,
and
that's good, because you keep these guys together,
yeah,
and then you're going to have almost all but two players
right, coming back for next year.
It's not
so
too bad.
No. That, well, that was, you know, how you build a program, and hopefully that's what we're getting done now.
If you had to... you know, describe it, like, you know, it's like every team sort of got their own, like, personality or whatever. If you had to, you know, give a name or something or describe this team in just like a sentence or a few words, what would that, you know, are they hard workers?
Yes, hardworking. We really stress that this year. You know, we're going to run, you always say 100 miles an hour. We want to go on top speed at all times. So team, and then the next goal we're really looking for is hard hitting. We want to be a team that, you know, win or lose after we play somebody, they want to say, you know, wow, you know, Sal came after us tonight.
Okay.
You know, if we get beat by 40 points, which we've had done to us in the past, well, hey, we beat them by 40, but, man, they battled for four quarters, and that's really what we're working on.
Yeah.
You know, come together as a team, hitting hard, and, you know, competing.
Okay.
That's another thing we started, just compete.
Okay.
No matter where you go.
All right. Okay, I got takes care of that. I'm going to submit.